Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Game 3. First pitch, 9:08. You can hear it here on WIP or the free Odyssey app. Do or die for the Phillies.
Do or die!
They're going to do. They're going to do. If there are two options, do or die, I prefer they do. The top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, yeah, sometimes you have to throw the sports gods off, you know, and pretend like there's no hope.
Oh, okay. That's the angle here. Okay.
So I have for you the five better chances of happening, five things that have better chances of happening than the Phillies winning the series.
Okay.
All right. Starting at number five is Herb in the Northeast makes a good sports point. We're still waiting for it.
Yep.
He talks with such like seniority about the obvious.
He gets mad if you question any of his thoughts sports.
He likes to let us know that hundreds of people, dozens of the hundreds, millions, whatever, are listening for his salient sports points. And it really is, keep your head on the ball. Move the runners over. It's like elementary school.
Today was, you have to make yourself feel good and then play tomorrow.
That's right.
Or something.
Right. Well, we're still trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always rub my stick.
Number four, better chance of happening than the Phillies winning this series. And if this wasn't evident at around 350, then I don't know what is. Never giving in on Jalen. Like, you want to talk about I'll die on a hill? I just 10 toes down. You don't have to worry about me changing sides. I'll give in like if he turns out to actually be great. But, you know, as it currently stands, don't see it happening.
Well, it's not a bad strategy because even if you got off that hill now, nobody is allowing you off of it.
You don't want me on your hill.
Yeah.
No
one's allowing you off of it.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Did you say there's a better chance of. Oh, so you're saying that it's a better chance the Phillies win the series than you coming off that hill?
No.
Did I hear that right?
He is saying the Phillies are such a long shot, there's a better chance of Jack.
Giving in on Jalen.
Giving in on Jalen.
We know that's never happening.
Never happening. Okay. You don't want me on that side.
Gotcha.
No one is allowing you on that side.
10 years after he retires, that's when I'll start giving
You'll appreciate
in. Yeah. And the Eagles are going through like four quarterbacks in 6 years. That's when I'll say, you know what?
Maybe when they retire his number.
Yeah, Hall of Fame bust.
Yeah.
You know, the way he's getting the yellow jacket. Can't wait for his Hall of Fame speech. Be well over under a minute. Just kidding. All right. The third thing that has a better chance of happening than the Phillies winning the series, and this one got tight as well. I thought we were going to have another moment, but the better chance of happening is Baldy saying good point to something Spike says.
He did acknowledge me, though. He said, yeah, Spike. Da, da, da.
Yeah. But it's never like, nah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
Especially because sometimes you start going like, you know, they start running zone there in the second half, and they start dropping the linebacker into coverage. And you know that ball is sitting there like getting red in the face.
You got kind of technical with him, and I don't know if he appreciates that.
I want him to explain how we can beat this very simple thing that two straight teams did and flummoxed our offense.
Right.
This very normal thing.
Yeah, it's a question you would ask an expert.
He's supposed to be an expert.
is an expert.
Yes. Is an expert.
He is an expert.
That wasn't on purpose.
Shot.
It was not. No.
Cut that audio and send it to him. Say, do you need some motivation for next week, Bobby?
No.
I'm just kidding. All right. Second, the better chance of happening than the Phillies winning this series is this show just nailing a pop culture reference on the first try.
Never.
We can get there with Google.
Yes.
You know, like, but just straight out coming out, like, what was the movie? Oh, it was this.
Yeah.
And even when we say it with confidence, always wrong.
I've been wrong so much, I second guess anything I say.
There's no point in even coming out with any confidence on anything pop culture wise.
Yeah.
The lock of the century is always when Ike is super sure about what the movie or the person is. He says it, and it's always 6 minutes later, he'll go, in the middle of something else, he'll go, oh, I got to correct something.
Yep.
That actually.
Well, I don't want people to think I didn't. Yeah. I had to go do some self checking. I'm like, oh, that was wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the confidence.
Yeah.
It's the confidence. But number one, better chance of.
Number one? I'm number one? Oh, no.
Better chance of happening than the Phil's winning this series is me and Ike noticed this in the lunchroom. But there's a better chance of Spike giving up his Yankees fandom. Then the Phillies come in. I mean, did you see
what?
The glee?
Oh, my goodness,
Judge.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Judge?
I'm not a Judge guy.
That's not what we saw. What me and Ike saw was, Judge.
I saw proud. I saw it was like a proud dad, man.
I'm not a Judge guy. I'm a Stanton guy. I was a Rizzo guy. I am not a Judge guy.
I'm just saying, I noticed the change in your voice. It caused me to look up like, wow.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that excited in years.
I'm excited about the Eagles or the Phillies.
You could ask anyone at WFAN. I was not a Judge guy. My point.
You're not a Judge guy.
What are you're a Yankees guy. I know. What? I sniffed that up. A rat. We got a rat. We got a mole. Oh, Judge. You see how he turned on the fastball 108? How'd he do that? Oh, he's so good.
Meanwhile,
he's the best player in baseball.
Your guy's deteriorating right in front of our eyes.
Here we go.
You're throwing a parade for a walk and a single.
I did turn
Mr.
Your
MVP Kyle Schwarber. I could give a more competitive at bat than that guy. Meanwhile, Judge is hitting the ball 800 feet and saving his team and winning in game three when they're down 2-0.
I well aware.
Maybe one of those guys could have a moment like Judge had last night. He crushed that ball. I'm sorry, man.
I always rub my stick.
Yeah.
Chisholm hit a home run too.
Yeah, that was tough. I was so happy when he was yawning in the third.
Yeah.
When they hit one 700 feet.
And then we got Schlittler. They got Schlittler going.
That's right.
Yeah. Not we.
Nah, that was on purpose. I'm allowed to have an American League team.
Yep.
You are. The Red Sox are my American League team.
Yeah. I got the
Central
Reds.
Team.
Yeah. Nice, got another National League team.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. But seriously, did you see that home run, though?
No, I know.
I don't know how he hit that.
I don't know how he hit it.
Yeah.
100 miles an hour on your hand to be able to turn it around like that's insane. So.
No problem with his wrist.
Yeah. No. Well, listen.
No, he's got an elbow problem.
You
got
to pray for Bryce.
Yeah. Pray for Bryce. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. I'm just filling in the Angelo Yankee slot. Angelo last...
That's true.
Yeah. No, but you're not Angelo. You don't have a Yankees credit card or whatever.
No, I do not.
And he went to game one wearing Yankee stuff.
Yeah,
like, no. You would never do that.
No.
You actually like the Phillies. That's more, the Yankees thing's more of a bit with me.
I think I do. If the Phillies played the Yankees in the World Series, it would be no question who I would be rooting.
Of course not. You went up there.
Ike, with that face.
I know. We see him in there.
Yeah.
I know.
It's in his blood.
But it's not. He went up there with no intention of being a Yankees fan, then he leaned in too hard on the bit.
Yeah, and now it actually happened.
He can't get himself out.
Yeah.
Now he's walking in here like, did you guys see Judge? You see Judge?
See how he turned on that?
I know.
You know, the moment was actually when I first went to the WFAN is the flagship station of the Yankees. And the first time I went up into the booth at Yankee Stadium, and I looked around and I said, wow,
it's a pretty cool team.
I mean, this is the winningest franchise in sports.
Right.
Yeah.
You saw all the history of baseball pretty much in that stadium.
And they let me up here? Babe Ruth? And, right. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? All we're talking about today is it's pretty much do or die with the team, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, look, let me just talk about a couple of things, man. Like, we talked about booze. And I want to bring this up again, but we talked about booze. And the thing about booze is the guys you want on your team is the guys who are turned on by the booze. If you're worried about it.
Yeah.
It's the guy, and I say that like this, true story, whatever. When I played sports, my sports was football and boxing. When I did that, I've been in situations I've been booed because I'm a character. I act up. I just like nasty stuff. I love to get booed. And there's certain people who love to get booed. Of course, Kobe Bryant, man, I could look at him all day. Oh, my God. It's a turn on. So at the end of the day, you got guys who's worried about – you want guys on your team that loves to be booed, man. At the end of the day, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do and you at home to get booed, cool. Let it turn you on, man. And then we talk about Bryce Harper's wrist. Are we really going in? Let me just say this. Since we're going
just pray for him.
Kobe Bryant, you know what I mean? Kobe Bryant walked off – Achilles tendon rupture. Walked off.
Yeah, but then he didn't play again. Like, what do we? I mean,
shot two free throws,
and then what?
His finger, broken finger, or anything. Still played. Ain't talking about or worry about nothing. As he got older, you find ways with your by working hard to play in different ways. If you're diminishing, so for him, he got to find ways to get the back to the freaking ball, man. You know what I mean? So we ain't going to even talk about that. Like, I don't even want to make it sound like, oh, he ain't hit a home run, whatever. Get the bat to the ball and do what you're supposed to do and stop leaving your soldiers hanging. The back end. You leaving them hanging. How they going to look at you like this bull? He the leader. Yeah, I. You know what I mean? Because they looking better than you, so they should outshine the master. Huh? 48 laws of power. They should outshine the master. Hey, Bryce, let me tell you something, man. Ain't no damn next year, bro. Because next year, you're unk, bro. Hey, this team is going to be totally changed. And at the end of the day, you ain't going to be the best player on the team. Ain't no next year. You say all the good things. People love you because you say the right freaking things. You pander to Philadelphia. I never believed you. The way you talk about Philadelphia, I never believed you. But I know you're a great player, man. You know what I mean? I never believed all that stuff because you just show it. Iverson, Dawkins, they showed it. And they epitomized our fight of Philadelphia by giving blood. They didn't win the championship, but you know what? They gave up blood by epitomizing all that stuff, no matter what. And that's why they're remembered. You know what? Nick Foles will always be remembered. He won the freaking Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Nobody wins number two. Nobody remembers number two. Mm-mm. Number two. If you're even number two, you keep losing. Bryce Harper, this and that. Man, ain't nothing but either giving blood, no matter what, every night, or chips. Obviously, you don't give your all, and you don't give blood every night. And I'm pointing the finger at you. Not no Rob Thompson. You on the field and ain't doing crap and leaving your men behind. I don't even know how you can even look at yourself right now. And you talking on TV, worried about pictures or saying anything. Worried about you. Bryce Harper 3. What you going to wear? Los Angeles Dodgers colors today? What you going to do that? I hope you're listening, man. Because at the end of the day, you didn't even give blood, bro. You didn't even give blood. But people love you because you say stuff nice. Nah, man, I ain't even with that sucker stuff, man. I ain't even with that. Give some blood. Then maybe you'll have Allen Iverson, what they about to do with Prime, and talk about him. Him. Huh? Every night. You, what you do? Man, you ain't doing jack. And I want to use other language, but it is what it is, man. Look, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. Don't come out. Don't come out today without this win. Don't come out giving your all. This is your legacy. Because ain't no damn freaking next year, man. Ain't no time for, ain't no time for speech. Because you know what? I believe y'all going to win today. But what you going to do, guy? What you going to do? Oh, your guy's going to carry you. Oh, the back end's going to carry you. Man, you a nut. Peace.
Jeez. I mean, he didn't even say anything about the wrist. Jack did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the midst of that,
yeah.
Shout out to AI. 6 months sober.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, shout out to Bubba Chuck, man.
I saw that. That's great. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And he's releasing his memoir.
Oh, the documentary.
Is that what it is? A documentary?
Yeah, well, it's a
docu-series. I thought it was a book. Oh, it is.
It's a docu-series. Yes.
Oh, we got a lot of Philadelphia stuff going on.
Yeah. Right.
Is that a Netflix thing?
I think it's Prime.
Okay, Prime.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to check that out.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Mike in Brooklyn. You're on WIP.
Mike, Spike, and Fritz. It's an honor. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? You're in Brooklyn, New York, right?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Like real Brooklyn. Yeah.
Is there another Brooklyn?
I don't know. Yeah. You never know sometimes.
Yeah.
You saw, I looked at you like, is there another Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Dallas, PA. So
there is.
Yeah. I wish there was another Brooklyn and I was in it. But, yeah. So once upon a time, you gave me some great advice. I was just a wet behind the ears young kid at WIP as an intern. And you gave me some great advice, and I'm so sorry that I didn't take it.
Oh, me or Spike?
Spike.
Oh, Spike.
Wow. What was the advice?
You remember what that was?
No.
It was, please don't contact me again.
So nice.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Hell yeah.
That can't be true.
I'm sure 100. I can see it right now.
No, I am. Nobody tries to help out the young guys more than me. What was the context of this?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. He told me to keep my phone away when I was walking to work, but I didn't listen to that either. So
okay, yeah, all right.
Throwing pearls to swine on that one.
I mean, he sent one kid to Fargo.
That kid, and he got a full-time job.
In Fargo?
It wasn't Fargo, but it was near Fargo. Look, the kid said he had an option of a full-time job doing play-by-play in sports radio in the middle of nowhere, or he could be a part-time producer here. And I said, the guys here aren't going anywhere. If you want to be a host, you should go somewhere else and be a host. Hone your craft. And that's what he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Well,
all right.
It is what it is. So,
so I know what's going on with the Eagles, and everyone needs to just chill.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it seems.
All right. Just be patient. Yeah.
I just keep listening every single day to WIP, and everybody's like talking around this, and nobody's just flat out saying it. This is a trauma response for 2023. That's all this is. Everybody's seeing the same exact story. Trauma is all about narratives. And this is right now conforming to the Brian Johnson narrative. It's not going to stay that way because we know that every year is different. There's too much that changes from year to year. And even with the same people, things are different from year to year. So it's got no choice but to be different. But for right now, because we have a limited sample size, it kind of looks that way. And it feels that way. And we're just sitting here looking at this as a repeat of 2023, and we just need to step back and say, look, all we need to do is wait for one thing to happen that breaks the narrative.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That wouldn't happen in that this week, because we're going to get our stuff together and we're going to beat the crap out of the Giants and we're going to go into the bye. What is it, 6-1?
It would be. There are 8 games before the bye. So we play the Giants twice and the Vikings once before the bye.
Yeah, so we're going to go in. So, I don't know.
All right,
Mike. Makes me nervous.
So it's very easy to say that it's not 2023 because it legitimately isn't 2023. But to put that aside, you said limited sample size. It's almost a third of the season. After they play Thursday.
We're looking at about 5 games here.
Yeah, it's a third of the season. So it's the whole NFL season is a limited sample size in that respect. But in that limited sample size, they have, from a yardage perspective, they're 30th out of 32 teams in the NFL right now. The following teams have scored as many or more points than the Eagles. The Bills, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Colts, the Jaguars, the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Bucks, the Vikings are 2 points behind, the Seahawks, and the Rams. So with that limited sample size, the running back in the limited sample size is rushing for 3.3 yards a carry. And the quarterback, honestly, has looked worse over the last couple of weeks than he has in a very long time. So all of the things are true. It's only been 5 games. But here's what I would like you to do. Point to one thing in the offense that looks like it is functioning well to give me optimism that everything else is going to line up.
Sure. I think Jalen is playing worlds better than he was in 2023. And I don't think it can be argued.
Oh, really. No, he's not. Mike, he went an entire half without completing a pass in a game 2 games ago. In the last game, after they scored the touchdown with Saquon, they didn't have a meaningful drive afterwards. Like, he's 30th in sack rate in the NFL for a second consecutive year. 30th. 30th.
Bad back coming off of surgery and a dude on one leg.
Watch the Denver game. Watch the Denver game. There's a couple of spots where they blow it, but mostly it was just him holding the ball forever. Both wide receivers are pissed off at him. Like this,
sure.
Jalen Hurts is not playing well this year.
Elliott. I'm gonna tell you, I agree, but okay. I don't agree actually. And I'll just say that all these things are true. What you're saying in a vacuum, but they have to be true in relation to one another for them to be the same.
I gave you in relation to the rest of the NFL. They have
in relation to their other to the full scope of a full season.
But
what I'm saying.
But so all like, we have is 5 games. You have not pointed to one thing other than it being only 5 games that gives us reason to believe that they will be better.
Sure. So I saw a lot of things in the pass game, this pass game against Denver, that really were encouraging to me. I really did. I saw us challenging guys downfield. I saw a lot of near misses. I saw stuff called back by like ticky-tack penalties that were great execution on aggressive downfield passing against a good defense with like great corners. I saw a lot of that stuff last week, and I don't think this team
Mike,
had
they
that
scored
in 2023.
17 points. They did not have a meaningful drive in the second half. And I urge you, they hit a couple of big plays. I urge you to go watch the game again. I don't know if you have it on DVR or something. I urge you to go watch the game again.
All right, I'll give it a second look. Just on you, Spike.
Spin the block.
I'm telling you right now, it's just when you have a bad day and everything seems to be going that way the next day, just wait till after lunch and you'll have at least one thing that's different.
Last thing, Mike. I've been told to be patient, but Mike Mayock called. He said it's too early. At what point, when the offensive line isn't playing well, when the running back, when there's no running game, when there's no passing game, at what point this year, when we have the same personnel as last year and the same head coach and the offensive coordinator who has been here for 5 years, at what point isn't it early anymore? At what point?
And when we play some bad teams. I mean, that's the reality of the NFL. Our strength of schedule is astronomical.
Hold on. The Cowboys are 2-2. The Chiefs are 2-3. The Broncos are 3-2. So, like, and the Rams are 3-2. Coming into the season, that's not some, like, murderer's row. By the way, the Chiefs, who we all acknowledge do not have a good offense or enough weapons this year, have scored the same number of points as the Eagles.
Right, but they have a better quarterback, and I don't think anybody would argue that.
Yes.
And a better offensive mind behind the offense. So that's an equalizer there.
Yes, but that's context. You have this team that you think is going to get better is going to do it with the same quarterback and the same offensive mind you're talking about. Like,
but they have other things at their disposal that those teams don't to even the playing field, is what I'm telling you. And I don't think they're going to suddenly have a great offensive coordinator this year. But I don't think this Jalen, this AJ, this Devontae, I don't think those are the same guys that played on that 2023 team, and they're not helpless. They just talked about today, Barkley ran a play last week that was from the Kellen Moore offense from last year that wasn't even in the playbook. So those guys, like, are different people. They have experience now, and it's not the same team. And just because it looks the same and it feels the same right now, I can guarantee you it's not the same. We just need more time.
I can tell you this, Mike. Saquon Barkley has never in his career rushed for fewer yards per carry than he is right now. Never in his entire career. And I appreciate the call. And coming after I imagine it'll get better. I imagine it won't be this bad.
It shouldn't get much worse.
Yeah, but here we are, the year after. We all talk about the season after that many touches. Here we are with his lowest yards per carry, does not have one explosive play. Now, his longest run this year after five games is 17 yards, and now he's dealing with a knee issue. These are all things that if you look in history, big sample size, happens to backs after that happens.
Derrick Henry going through it too, and Josh Jacobs.
Right.
These are three backs that carried the ball a lot for their teams last year.
And the injury stuff, you can point to it, but I don't know that Landon Dickerson's going to have a year where he's healthy.
He may not be healthy all year. You never know.
Lane's in the twilight of his career. Mm-hmm. I hope it gets better, but just time, to me, time isn't a thing that says this is trending in the right way.
It's just for him, it's we got time. So that's really is the only hope that's there, is that there's enough time.
The good thing is we have time. We'll play some worse teams.
Right.
And we're 4-1.
To your point, that's no guarantee that things are going to get better just because you have time.
No. Teams that aren't playing well five games in, sometimes 17 games in, still aren't playing well.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
Everybody isn't guaranteed to be better.
No, just because you have more time to work on it. Coming up next, we do have the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update with Commissioner Buzz.
Yep.
Shut up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Is your best performance, Buzz?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck tonight. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. What's a better movie, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison?
Oh.
Predictable results. 72% Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
I like Billy Madison.
I wasn't
better.
The Billy Madison guy.
Really?
What was Billy Madison?
Billy
about?
Madison's the one where he has to go back to grade school because he never graduated high school or something, so he can get his dad's to get or be in control of the company. I like Billy Madison more. Billy Madison is dumber than Happy Gilmore.
Way dumber, but also very funny. Yeah. I like both pretty equally, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a big Billy Madison
that
guy.
And this Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
That and this Veronica Vaughn.
So,
we got it on.
It's yep. Christina Applegate, man. You
nope.
Heard?
Nope. Nope, wasn't. Nope.
That wasn't Christina Applegate?
No. Good. See how short he was, though? That's the
way
best
too
part.
Cocky.
Yep.
Hold on. That wasn't Kelly Bundy?
No.
Who was it?
I don't know her name. She's a very pretty girl, but not Christina.
Bridget Wilson.
There you go.
Hold on, from Anchorman?
No, this is Billy Madison.
I've never even seen Billy Madison.
Well, but that's what we were talking about.
About Anchorman.
Oh, you're right about Anchorman. That's Christina Applegate.
That's who I was talking
about. But
we're talking
about with that Miss Veronica Vaughn.
It was in Billy Madison.
It was in Billy Madison.
Wasn't her name, but her name wasn't Veronica in Anchorman? That's what I thought.
This is a classic WIP afternoon show 5-minute segment.
What's her name? What was her name?
Veronica Corningstone.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, but that's a different name.
It was
no,
Veronica.
Saying, Veronica.
Oh, Veronica.
Veronica.
Okay.
Is what got
Veronica
me.
Vaughn. Veronica Corningstone. That's pretty close.
Okay. Yes.
I'm in Ike's camp.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. All right. I'm safe there.
Okay.
You should see Billy Madison. You're probably way too old for it now. You would find it really dumb.
Oh, it's so funny.
Wow, way too
old with the penguin. Norm McDonald part with the penguin.
Stop looking at me, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. So good. So joining us in studio is Commissioner Buzz. Commissioner Buzz is the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. He's going to give us his weekly update. Commissioner Buzz?
Spike, let's start with you.
Oh.
Coming in, banged up.
Yeah.
Dropped down to 4 in the rankings last week, trying to hold on.
Battered and bruised.
Battered and bruised. Started Malik Washington, who got 4. Zach Ertz didn't have a...
Yeah, Malik, by the way, Malik Washington, 4 catches, 0 yards.
And that was the 4 points.
Yep, yep.
Zach Ertz didn't have a catch for the first time in like a decade.
Yep.
Started him. Everyone else was relatively solid. Meanwhile, George got 30 from Spike's guy Baker, 24 from Stephon Diggs, 31 from Jonathan Taylor. And he beat Spike, leaving in Tucker Kraft while the Packers were on bye.
Yes.
Didn't matter. He still won. 135, 125 loss for Spike.
I'll be honest. I was proud of my team, how they fought considering the injuries. The fact that I put up 125, I was in it until the very end there. So I think when this team gets Ricky Pearsall back, we're not going to be a problem like we would have been, but I think we're going to be okay. So,
you gonna change the name of your podcast or rights to Ricky Pearsall?
Rights to Ricky Pearsall?
What is he looking at over there?
I just looked at the scores from Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I'll wait to buzz.
We're going to get to it. Let's go to Jack next.
The little engine that could.
Jack finally entered the rankings this week, looking to stay there. He got 36 from Dak. He had two guys go on
Dak's
IR.
Dak's his quarterback?
Dak was his quarterback this past week. He got two guys going on IR this current week, Brenton Strange and Omarion Hampton. They both hit the IR, so they had to leave the games early.
Yep.
0 points from Juwan Jennings.
Because he was hurt, and I didn't check my roster.
And he still wins again. He beats Yoshi 120-108. He played the second.
Fewer points than me. Fewer points than me.
Fewer points than Spike.
This is a fraud team.
Wait, get ready for it. Get ready for it. He played the second lowest point total the entire week.
You got to play good D, Ike.
Your team is the 2021 Vikings. Is that the fraud?
Or the 2020 Steelers?
It was 22
Vikings.
Vikings.
Or last year's Vikings.
I tell you, though, he was projected to only get 95 points.
Yeah.
That's every week, and he finds a way to win.
That's outproducing what I'm projecting.
This guy's tied for first right now.
I didn't take Juwan Jennings out of my lineup. Didn't know he wasn't playing.
Jack's going to have to decide whether he hates his team or the little engine that could, because he's getting chesty with the team.
He is.
But you can't get chesty and also say you hate your team.
I don't hate my team anymore.
Okay.
How about Yosh calling and not bringing it up?
Of course not.
How convenient. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He runs from this.
Yes.
Jack somehow always plays like a bottom 3 point total in the league every single week. The big news of the week.
Yeah, that's why he was asking for buzz yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, let's get it in. Ike taking on Tony. 0-4 entering the week. He left A.J. Brown in the lineup after say he was getting benched.
Unbelievable.
Couldn't do
it. Still played. He put up a total of 9. That was his good week so far in the season. But fortunately, Sam Darnold got 36. Rashid Shaheed at 21. Everyone else pretty solid across the board. Welcome to the win column, Mr. Reese. A 130-123 win over Tony.
Wow.
Listen.
Congrats, Ike.
It looks worse for me this week, my matchup. I've already looked at it.
Oh, really? Well, look.
At least I'm in the win column.
You're on the way back.
Yes.
And 1-4.
Both of us would have beat Jack this week as well. Yeah.
Spike, by the way, that was the first game that Zach Ertz has not caught a pass since November 27th, 2014.
Said that in the segment. Thanks for listening.
Right, but I know you said the date.
He didn't.
I didn't specify the date. I said in a decade.
Yeah. All Unbelievable. Right. Yeah, I got.
Why don't you pipe down in there? That was well worth me bringing up.
All right, sorry.
Ertz has just been sitting on my bench. I needed him with all the injuries. And when it was halftime, he didn't have any points. I went and I said, is he not playing? He was playing. He only got one target.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Just totally not part of the offense.
Yep.
Takeaways from the week. We got to look at this Dustin and Marcus matchup. Going for first place.
That's what caught my attention.
It was first and second place coming into the week. This might be the closest fantasy matchup I've seen in any league anywhere. The final score was 164.62 to 164.16. That is a 0.46 difference. That's like, it's 5 yards.
Yeah.
He literally won by 5 yards. Marcus jumps into first place.
Wow.
That's what caught my attention, that Dustin lost, because I think Marcus, did he have somebody going Monday? That must be how he won.
Yes, he did.
Because I thought Dustin had he had the matchup locked up. He had such a big lead, but yeah.
No, he's a loser.
Hey, now he joins the rest of us. He had at least one loss.
He had Xavier Worthy going on Monday night.
That's how he won.
And he literally won by 5 yards.
Wow.
That is awesome.
All right, Buzz, give the power rankings.
Well, just quick other takeaways. Okay. Ike, who's in last place, has more points than Jack.
Nice.
Who's tied for first. So that's how big of a luck box this is for Jack so far.
Yeah. His team's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's going to fall apart.
Well, now they're all hurt.
Well,
so.
Now I don't feel as bad about my team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally have more points than Jack, tied for first. Tied for 4-1 at the top, has 100 points fewer than those two guys we just talked about, Dustin and Marcus.
Yeah, little
same
engine
record.
That could. I think I can.
Let's get to the rankings.
I got
to
go against Marcus this week. Wow. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They were great. And they by far the most points in the league, like more points than anybody else this week. Ricky, he jumps into the rankings. He's at number 5. He beat Derek 154-130. He was unranked last week. He jumps in at number 5. Number 4, I had him at 5 last week. He won again. I guess Jack's here. Don't really feel great about it. I'm waiting to knock him back out.
Thank you.
This is atrocious.
Yeah. It's not.
I have a better team than Jack.
Look at the record. Are you out of the top five?
I obviously
have to be. See ya.
Unbelievable.
Spike out of the top five.
I have more points than Jack by far.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
Third point, you got to just reward winning. He does,
fine,
he does what it takes.
Shut up.
George.
I'm just like Jalen.
George, he came into the week third. He's going to remain at third. He beat Spike 135-125. He stays at number three. Dustin, who came into the league or came into the week at number one, he jumps down to two because of his 0.46 loss. And Marcus, with the win in perhaps the matchup of all fantasy matchups, he goes up to number one, and that is a jump from number two last week.
Congratulations, Marcus.
Yeah, it was a good week.
And the fact that Jack is in the top five with such a trash team, it's unbelievable.
The second he loses, he's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's what if I don't lose?
Wow. It's coming.
Commissioner's waiting on a loss. Yeah.
I'm waiting to pound.
My, point totals are going up.
Oh, shut up.
They are.
You have 558 on the season. Ike has 582. Everyone else is well ahead of you.
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately?
All right, get out of here.
Score points.
Great job, Buzz. Great
job. Buzz.
Great work, Buzz. Commissioner Buzz, really nailing it this time. You know who else is going to nail it?
Oh.
You, when you get your shore house. That's right. Who's going to get it for you? Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. Known Kasebe for a long time. Been a Wright's Ricky Sanchez partner for a long time. What he does, he works out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beaches. He gets people into the shore house of their dreams, the Delaware beaches. And your dream also includes a shore house that has very low property taxes, which the Delaware beaches do. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to stop paying people thousands of dollars to stay in their house for a week, and you're going to start charging people to stay in yours. That's going to help you afford it. They're going to help you pay your mortgage, and then you're going to have a place to go down to with your friends and your family, and Kasebe's going to help you navigate all of it. It's a tough market out there. You need a great realtor on your side. You got to know how to bid. You got to know, when houses go on sale first. Kasebe is the guy. When you're ready to take that leap, you have to use Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. This is his direct sell, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Jim and Blackwood, you're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
Got a couple things for you guys tonight. You know, we can blame the booze, we can blame the bunts. It don't even matter. Don't even matter for tonight. You know what they all say? Mm-mm. Game one and two is a history. Game four and five is a mystery. But tonight's a gift. We're going to go in L.A. We're going to start with the top of the lineup. We're going to rake Yamamoto. And we're going to bring this home back to Philly, baby. Philly's in five. Ben!
Yes! I like that energy. Like that energy.
So do I.
Tonight is a gift. What a gift, Jim. Game three will be.
Gift,
yes.
Is Bader playing tonight?
So we'll see. I don't think so. Like, they don't think he pretty much shut down the idea of DHing him. Because I was like, well, what about DHing him and putting Schwarber in the outfield?
Yeah.
I know that. I know. Yeah. But I'm sure I want Bader's.
But he still has to run.
That's the issue.
So the good news is his ginger run to first base, we didn't hear this because we weren't listening to the telecast. Apparently the trainers told him to run that way so he did not further injure it.
Okay.
So he was running that way not because it hurt, but to protect himself.
Just to make sure he didn't.
That makes sense.
From further injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he's in the lineup yet.
Which also means he's not completely ready to go.
No.
Yeah.
But he could pinch hit again.
But he pinch hit.
And you know he'll get
a
hit.
You know he's getting a hit.
Every time. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. Stay there, Justin. Do me a favor.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he meant stay in Tennessee.
Oh, stay here.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's what he meant.
I thought you meant you had a read. Yeah, I told Jack, I ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, all I do is bring bad juju when I come up there. I mean, I had a safe trip. Everything was great except for three losses that I witnessed while I was there.
It's just unbelievable. You're like Eeyore, dark cloud around you.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, buddy. I mean, it's atrocious. I mean, a three-run lead, lose. A daggone a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, lose. I mean, what the hell, Bobby? And then you got a rally going in the ninth of Monday night. Can't complete that because you got a guy on second that Hell, let's put it this way, boys. I'm 48 and overweight, but I swear I believe I could outrun Casty. He got them big old long legs, and he lumbers around the bases. I'd like to time Casty and Bohm on the 40. It's got to be over five. Got to be over
five. Definitely over five. Yeah. That's definitely over five, yes.
I'm telling you, man. Them poor old boys, I mean, yeah, they can hit a ball. I can't do that, but daggone, they're slow. I don't understand the putting Taiwan on the roster or Bueller on the roster and not having somebody else like another position player, because them guys ain't going to see the field unless, like I think Spike said, unless the fields are up 12-1 or getting beat 12-1, something like that. That's the only time those guys are going to see the field. And I mean, I don't get it. It's befuddling. But yeah, the last guy, Jack, you should have hit the music on the last guy. That guy was bringing the heat, baby. He was painting the corners at 103, son. Yeah. I mean, that dude, he was fired up, ready to go and set. And I mean, he dropped the set. I was like, oh, he just got real up in here. He dropped the set on the one time. Come on.
Yeah,
real quick. I don't want to keep this no longer, but man, Owen was absolutely tickled to death. Get to see all y'all again. Got to see Jack a few times. Got to see Ike two or three times. You know, Spike, got to see you once. Man, he loves you guys to death. He really does. And Jack mentioned it himself, like when we saw y'all first Friday, that how Owen's kind of come out of his shell a little bit more talkative and outgoing and everything. And he's grown up and got more mature, but I kid y'all not, man. It made his day just getting to see y'all, hang out with y'all a little bit, and it tickled him to death, man. Every time he seen y'all, and he kind of give me crap for wanting to take another picture with Ike at the football game. I'm like, hey, man, we got Kelly Green on. We the Eagles game. We're going to take a picture with Ike.
I love it.
We got to do it in front of the link every time. I don't care if we got 100 pictures of Ike.
That's right. Every time
we come, we're going to do it.
That's right.
But I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all, it made it worth everything just to see the look on my kid's face every time, you know, watch him do the Eagles chant when we did score and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's worth it all to me. And I can't say it enough. Thank you to the Gorham family for doing everything they done for us this weekend, hosting us and all that. It was amazing, but it kind of sucked too. But it was still a good weekend and stuff, you know, I'll never forget.
And it's the experience. And listen, I hope you were just tongue-in-cheek about not coming back. I don't want that to be the last time I see you.
Outside of Philly season, whatever.
Yeah. It's always great, Justin, when you do get a chance to come up here. And we rarely get to have, you know, our listeners from out of town.
Yes.
Spend time with them. So you and Owen made the extra effort to get up here a little bit earlier Friday so you guys could see us down at the broadcast Friday. And it was great that you guys got to hang out all weekend. We saw you multiple times. And, man, I mean, the teams didn't do their part, but I'm sure the hospitality was there. And for you guys, it had to be great to be amongst the other Philadelphia fans. So instead of rooting from afar.
We was absolutely bringing it Saturday night, Sunday. I mean, you can ask Jack. I was hooting. They probably couldn't hear me when they was in that booth. But I was hooting and hollering and screaming and carrying on like a buffoon, you know, when we got there.
Yeah.
But real quick, if you don't care, Owen was upset. Ike, he wanted to show you a picture of his new truck. He got a new truck. So Jack's got a picture of it. He said, I've seen the man three times and never showed it to him, not once. He said, I always get too excited. He said, He wants to brag on himself. He got a new truck. He paid for it. He don't owe a dime for it. He works his tail off. But anyway, let Jack show that to you when you get time. But anyway, I'm going to get off here, let you go. I love you, boys. I mean, till next time.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin.
Love you, buddy.
You know
warms my heart. Justin warms my heart.
Good people. Owen trying to tell me what NBA young boy was.
With the twang.
Yeah, NBA young boy.
Yeah.
It just hit me. Before we get to the text line, I know this intellectually, but it just hit me emotionally. If they lose tonight, that's it.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't feel dread. It is, I'm sad. I don't want them to lose because I want the season to keep going.
I completely agree with you, man. I was all pumped up and just like everybody else thinking it was going to be a long October. Let's hope they give us one more day.
Just win tonight.
Yeah, give us one more day, and believe me, we'll try to push as much Philadelphia mojo out west as we can, trying to win game four to get you guys back here for game five.
Yep, All they got to do is win tonight.
Yep.
Win tonight, give us Christopher Sanchez tomorrow,
yep,
and then get us back home in Philly. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Oh, that's a great text, Jack.
Yep.
We're f***. The Phillies listening to the first half hour of the show.
Because we all believe in them?
No, because okay, Andrew and...
the two pep talks,
and Herb.
Yes.
Yeah, the worst pep talks ever given. Okay, Andrew at least prepared his.
Right.
Herb just called up and said, yeah!
I'm on the turnpike. See the ball?
Been on here all morning.
Yeah. Make yourself feel good.
Yep.
All right, I'm getting off of exit 6.
Yep.
I'm on the boulevard with Mark Franklin. I've known him since I was a kid. His mom...
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Just visit her.
What's next?
Is this Creed? Ike, whenever any white rock band comes on.
Now is this Creed?
He did have a point with Pearl Jam, at least.
They're close.
Okay, yeah. Come on, man.
The singer. Yeah. Is this Creed? That's good. What's next?
I'll let nothing go.
If we had Broads at the movies in 50, Broads. Hey, boys, I had popcorn, I had soda, I had reclining seats, I had trailers. Let's go movies! Spike, how was the movie? Broads. Oh, one star, terrible. Tim in Newark.
That was his Flyers. I thought we were gearing up towards this is their first time making
right,
it back to the
yeah,
playoffs.
Yeah.
Game
was
2020.
He said, no, they only have two defensemen.
They stink, essentially, is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
What are we supposed to get excited about with this team then this
Nothing.
Year?
Matvei Michkov.
Again. What's next?
I don't know if it's accurate to say we've never seen Bryce choke. Jonathan Papelbon.
Ah, that's funny. That's really funny. What's next?
I hate Jonathan Papelbon.
You do.
Cashing in on his wildly popular hits on WIP, Netflix is releasing a two-part documentary on the life of Tornado Shapiro. Episode 1, 3 pushes in 30 seconds. Episode 2, Women, What a Breed. Frank and Ardmore.
That still was pretty good by Bryce.
Yeah, it did
what
sound.
What a breed, man.
What a breed. And then everybody laughed and he said, no, seriously, what a breed. What's next?
The afternoon show's easy-to-use explainer on choking. 1. Was it a player you like? It was not choking no matter what happened. Stop being a hater. 2. Was it a player you don't like? It was a complete choke job. End of story. Get him out of here. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That was the most Spider-Man meme
kind of
moment I think I've ever had on this show.
What is that?
I was actually pointing.
Yes, you were. You were doing the Spider-Man meme point.
Yeah. You're playing quarterback.
What's next?
Give me Nola or give me death. A passionate Rob Thompson throwing down the gauntlet.
Passionate Rob.
Yeah.
Standing on the table, banging the table for old Knowles.
What's next?
I better get stretched out pretty good because it's going to be a long night. The gif of Joel Embiid eating an apple.
I can't wait to bring that back. When the big fella comes back, that's when it comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to bring it back.
Maybe next year. All right, so we will be... TK is next, yes?
Me and Teeks for an hour, then Seltzer and Teeks up until game time.
Oh.
And then me and Seltzer immediately after, after Murph for the final out at about 12:30 at night. It better be to win.
It better be to win. We'll be back with you tomorrow. I hope it's not the eulogy that that could be coming. I hope it is, hey, we got Christopher Sanchez tonight. Let's win this one and get it back to Philly. I believe it can happen. Go get them, boys. We will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.